Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Babes, this is recorded. We don't need that for the camera.
It's content.
All right. Fucking hell.
Everything is content.
You know what you're giving? There. You're, oh, God, what crumb is in the corner?
Dance Mum.
Abby Lee Miller.
Who's that?
Dance Mum.
Oh, is it?
One in the wheelchair.
That's so funny that I have no idea who that is, but I still said Dance Mum.
Well, how are you?
God, do you want to do an intro, or should we just fucking raw dog it today?
We're just chinwagging. We're not just chinwagging, we're a couple of tinnies.
I don't know, I've got the snack.
I thought that was the vibe. Hello, and welcome back.
I sound a bit more enthusiastic.
Oh, I've actually had a long day.
Have ya?
What time did you get up? I got the same time as you, mate. I saw you in the flat.
I was first in the shower.
Saw you milling about, doing your bit. Tell him to come talk to me. Of course he won't, he ain't got no arsehole. Who's that?
Lost on me.
Gemma Collins.
Is
you
it?
Stupid idiot. I was up at 6 this morning and it's now like 8 p.m. So take that as you will. Yeah. Anyway, I'll be a bit enthusiastic. A bit more enthusiastic.
But not too loud.
Not too loud.
Quiet.
Okay. Hello and welcome back to Get Your Willies Out, the podcast where we attempt, emphasis on attempt, to give you advice on your fucked up lives. And whether you take or leave that advice is up to you. I'd suggest you leave it, to be completely honest, if you want to keep your sanity, your self-respect, your dignity, and not go to prison.
Put it in a skip.
Put it in a skip. Much experience of skips? Been shagged in a skip?
I love a skip.
Do you? What, is it like a gay skip?
The crisp.
Oh, the crisp.
The crisp. I love it. They are such like god tier crisps.
They're low calorie as well, so that's good
are
for
they?
Us. Yeah, because babe, summer's coming. You've got to get that summer bod in.
Hot skip summer.
Hot skip summer. I'm so excited
that
for
that. That's such a good marketing campaign.
Well, why don't you go into marketing
then? Sponsored by skips. Hot skip summer.
Skips, if you're listening, we
only 60 calories per bag.
They are really light. They're really light calories.
That's really good to know. What about that gin that you're drinking?
No, this isn't. It's not Slimline Tons.
And what about this Pepsi Max?
Well, that's got zero calories because it's got
zero
spina.
Calories.
Good luck with your cancer.
And what about this Topps pizza that I've just demolished?
I'm going to say about 20 calories.
It's a shame that Topps pizza don't put the nutritional information on there for the skinny girls who just want a pizza.
It's probably for your own good, babe. You'd probably have a breakdown if you did read what was in there. Rats.
I'd have a breakdown. I wouldn't be able to get back up again because I've just eaten a whole pizza.
Yeah, big fat Tom. Tom, big fat Tom, couple of bits of the boys.
what do we do on this?
I don't know.
Where do we start? Where's my meal deal?
Well, you don't host me. I mean, I don't host you.
Why?
You host me.
I'm not the host.
That was the whole vibe. Do you remember?
Yeah, well, I read the stuff because you can't read, but I don't do anything.
You babysit. Oh, God, that's grim.
One for the mic.
Oh, yeah.
sad.
Yeah.
No, you, yeah, man. You're supposed to look after me and babysit me.
I'm not. Sometimes, though.
What? You want to be
looked
after?
Daddy needs looked after himself. I've had a hard few months.
Yeah, well, I've had a hard life. So, look after me, please. Mm, thank you.
I already gave you a shelter.
Also, hard few months. Don't talk to me about a hard few months.
Why? What's happened?
Don't talk to me about that.
What's happened?
I'm not going to say for legal reasons, but at this point, I would openly accept a lobotomy right now just to change something in my brain. I've looked up psilocybin retreats. That's magic mushroom retreats, genuinely, because I'm like, I'd love to just change like the neuro pathways in my brain. So I stop fucking thinking about this.
Do you know what's really funny?
What's funny? Listen, come on.
Well, you won't find it very funny, but right, I
go
do.
On then.
At the beginning of season one,
yeah,
you had just ended a...
A what?
A relationship.
Lifelong commitment.
Well, it was marriage.
At
the beginning of season one, that was kind of like,
oh my god, yeah, that's why I spoke to Hannah.
We were
about
talking
it.
About that, and yeah. We were like, you were like, I've got
a fridge.
Ayahuasca ceremony.
Oh my god,
do you remember
yeah.
all that? And now this is the ayahuasca didn't work. Ayahuasca 2.0.
It wasn't strong enough, babe. Not for this brain. No. This brain fights. She wants to overthink. She will overthink. Yeah. She will keep
she
going.
Can't be stopped.
But yeah, I just kind of, you know, I would welcome, like, you know, if there's actually a therapist that listens to this, I genuinely, like, can you just help a brother out, please? Just do it to me for free. Because Tom just gives me hard truths now, and like, I just don't need to hear
he
it.
He doesn't like it.
I need someone to support my Delulu. Mm-hmm. Is anyone out there wants to support my Delulu, please DM me. And just basically agree with everything that I say and say, you're so right. Oh my God, you're so right.
I can't believe he did that.
Oh my God. So wrong, like, and I 100% believe that, like, you know, like those tarot cards that you see on TikTok that say that, like, you know, big things are coming, they're fucking right.
And if I was you, I would have done the same thing.
Oh my god, like, oh my god, so what you're saying, you like, what, you punched his nan? You know what, you know she deserved it.
His nan,
she fucking deserved it. Oh. And I didn't actually punch his nan.
She did.
No,
did you kill her? Did you kill his nan?
I
was
just
trying to stop
killed
his
my ex's nan. Not the best idea.
Is that a song?
No. Have you not? You don't know about SZA. Tom doesn't fucking know SZA, and SZA is live. Have you not heard Kill Bill by SZA?
I'm confused. What's this got to do with his nan?
I just killed my ex's nan. I just added that onto it.
Oh,
I just killed
say,
my ex. Not the best idea.
I would be interested in, like, you know, commissioning that as a single.
I need to stop talking about people's nans.
People can start to ask questions. Some kind of nan fetish.
Gilf. Gilf. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
A grand I'd like to...
Yeah. Fanny flutter.
Frolic with.
Oh.
In the fields.
So it's... Gilfin. Gilfin.
But yeah, anyway, onwards and upwards. I'm moving on up.
Okay, so the topics this week...
Mm-hmm.
For the winnies of the week...
Mm-hmm.
Are...
Your mum.
Custard pie.
That's disgusting.
Read
already.
Into that how you will.
I like custard. I like custard and muffins.
Do you like pie?
I like a cream one.
Oh. We've got hot and spicy.
Nando's.
I was thinking Domino's.
Ugh. Hot and spicy. Brother, ugh.
Ooh.
Brother, ugh.
We've got sausage surprise. iPhone. Or iBone.
I think we know which one. I got a new phone this week.
Oh, but everyone cares. Oh, look at his little face.
Little face. Soft, round,
soft round,
plump from the heartbreak face. I eat when I'm sad.
Yeah, and when you're not sad, and when you're angry, and when you're jealous.
It's like when people were like, no, I only drink on days that end in the letter Y. I only drink twice a year, my birthday and every other day.
I only eat when I'm feeling sensitive.
But I'd literally be clinically obese.
Well.
Oh!
Okay. Custard pie,
yeah.
Hot and spicy, mm-hmm. Sausage surprise, and iPhone or iBone.
I had a sausage surprise once in Gran Canaria. It was quite scary.
Right, because you couldn't see anything.
I couldn't see anything.
In the dark room.
Chipped my tooth.
Yeah, we've heard the story.
Yeah, but you didn't air it because you felt embarrassed to know me.
No, just because it's boring. And that is embarrassing. Moving on.
Moving on. Sausage surprise.
My fingers smell like refrigerators.
Oh, please.
Genuine.
You're making me feel sick.
Do you want to smell?
No.
Screw the fingers.
You're dirty. You're actually dirt.
I'm real.
Okay.
Next.
Pick a willy.
Custard cream.
Custard pie.
Custard pie.
Custard cream, custard pie, same difference.
I like custard. So, I like the vanilla Madagascar one.
So this is quite a brief one.
Right.
Hi, guys. So
hi.
I am into Wham.
Is that like an acronym or like the band?
Oh, well, interesting that you went for acronym before the band, because I thought it sounded like the band, but no.
It is an acronym.
What do you think it stands for?
Mystic Meg. Oh, wait, sorry, that's me. Wham, okay, W-H-A-M.
No, it's spelled W-A-M.
W-A-M. What? I'm finding it.
So he said, so I am into Wham.
What?
Willies?
Willies and...
I'm joking, it's just because name of the podcast.
Willies and Minge.
That's good. I'm Willies into Willies and Minge. It's bisexual.
No, did I get that right?
No, you did not.
Oh,
so
shame.
It's, hi, guys. So
Mystic Meg.
I'm into Wham. Oh, sorry, his name's Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paulie Wooly Woo Woo.
Paulie Wooly Woo Woo. So, hi, guys. So, I'm into Wham, wet and messy.
Oh, I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to stop you there. I don't like this.
Not to say anything, just going to stop.
Just going to stop you there.
All right.
Breather.
And continue.
Continue.
Wet and messy. So, I love a custard pie in the face.
I'm going to, like, I'm hoping he actually means an actual custard pie.
I think it is.
Who wrote this in?
Paul.
Give me his email. I need to talk to him privately.
I am actually going to read his email out.
No, don't. That's mean.
So, Paul asks two questions.
Right.
One, would you give it a go?
Willies and Minge or pie in the face? Wet and messy.
Pie in the face. Willies and Minge was your invention.
I'd give Willies and Minge a go.
That's not the question.
All right.
Would you give it a go, giving or taking?
What, anal? Or pies in the face?
Pies in the face. Custard pie in the face, specifically.
I think I know this man. I've just realised. I think he DM'd me, asking me to do it to him. Genuinely.
No. You're lying.
I'm joking.
I would have believed that.
I do get those requests.
I don't get those requests. So, would you give it a go? Would you do it?
Would you do it? Would you risk it for a chucky biscuit or a custard cream biscuit?
Oh,
would I give it a go? Giving or receiving? No.
No to both. You wouldn't give.
Just
or receive.
No to this whole thing.
No to the custard. No to the pie.
Now, if
no to Paul.
No, Paul sounds lovely. Lobotomy.
Pie in the face.
Paul, would I give it a go, wet and messy? To be honest with you, I am a big fan of custard. If it was the Madagascan vanilla custard from M&S, slaps. I probably would receive the wet and messy custard pie in my face.
In a sexual context?
In a sexual context, yeah, because, well, in my head, I'm just enjoying some custard. Do you know what I mean? If you're getting off on it, good for you.
But you're not getting off on it in that scenario.
I can't say I'll be popping a boner, no.
Okay.
Maybe a semi.
It's good to know.
If I'm a little bit tipsy, maybe a semi. When it comes to giving it, depends who it is. There's many people I think I'd probably like to do it to, just for the satisfaction. I feel like I treat it like a rage room.
Who?
Name them. My mum.
Maria!
Maria,
what's she ever done to you other than give birth to you and cause you a lifetime of pain?
But yeah, you gave birth to me. Actually, both my parents. You brought me into this world.
Now get me out of it!
So, you know what? Actually, I'm a big believer. I don't know about you, Tom. I'm a big believer in that you should try everything once. Like, that's why I'd say Willie's a minge. Like, I do actually want to have sex with a girl before I die.
I thought you'd had a bit of minge.
I'd never have minge in my life. I've touched my friend Georgia's minge. I'm sorry, Georgia. You know who you are.
Yeah, she's Georgia.
I've touched her minge because we were on a holiday. We were just like, she was like,
I've touched titties, but no minge.
Oh, you're crazy. Not touching the willy.
The boobs.
Boobs. I've had tits slapped in my face by Georgia again.
I actually really don't like boobs.
I find them like comfortable to lay on, but I just prefer a hard peck.
Hard peck? Oh, yeah.
A male peck.
Oh.
Not like a hard peck. Like a peck up. I would try everything once, Paul, so the answer is yes. You can put a pine cream.
Good for you, girl. Good for you, girl.
But I would probably ask for some money because I am quite poor. Because just
how much?
Basically, Tom just rinses me. It charges me really expensive rent.
Shut up.
How much?
You're more expensive on the street.
What? I would probably have to be paid for him. Let's say, okay, if it was in a non-sexual context, I'd probably do it for like. It was like pop in on your way home from work. It was on my way home from work. It was going to take literally a minute. I go in, he puts a cream pie in my face, a custard pie. Sorry, Paul, I know you have a specific type of pie that you like mentioning. I would probably do it for about a tenner, pay for my travel that day, because it's not going to do me any harm. I'll go home and have a shower. I'll just wash it off there.
My question is to you, Jake.
Yeah.
How much would it take
to you?
I think that is probably right to what the question I'm going to ask.
£2. What? A meal deal. Well, what is it?
To let your ex do it to you.
For free.
You would pay him.
Just to see him again, I'll probably just pay him.
Oh my God. I'm going to kill you.
I'm joking. This is terrible. I probably would do it for a tenner again. Do you know what I mean? It's just like paying for my travel for the day.
He can afford it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, anyway, so moving on to Paul's second question. What is the most unusual fetish you've heard of? This isn't really a dilemma, is it, Paul?
No, but I like it because it's a good talking point. Probably the most weirdest.
We actually only accept people who have problems, Paul. You're too stable. You like your custard pie and you're happy with it. You should have some kind of traumatic shame about your custard pie.
I'm not hearing an issue, Paul.
We need issues.
Probably like the biggest.
Me and my heart, we got issues. We should record an album.
We just harmonise. We should. It should be called Get Your Vocal Cords Out. Oh, that's bad.
That is
awful.
The shittest joke I've maybe ever heard. Oh, yeah. Get your vocal cords out.
This is the weirdest fucking fetish I've ever heard. Do you want to hear? I would say the weirdest fetish I've ever come across, probably love bombing. It's quite damaging.
And that's your fetish, to be clear.
Apparently so, because apparently I'm like very susceptible to it.
It's not that you're addicted to love bombing. It's that love bombing is nice because they love you. It's when they stop loving you that you don't like.
That is true. So maybe I do love bombing. Can you love bomb me, but just all the time?
Yeah.
Just consistently.
Look, I like what you're doing. I'm just interested in it long term.
Just kind of like spin off from what you're doing at the moment. I'd love if it would just like, I don't know, just constant, like extend a little longer. The weirdest fetish. I don't know. I know someone that gave someone a piggyback from one side of the room to the other room for money. As in like this old man like basically wanted.
He wanted to be the piggy or?
He wanted to be the piggy on the back.
On the back.
And he got carried across the room. He went in there.
I love to be carried. Not sexually.
You're going to be that old man.
I just love to be carried. Like, sometimes I get this indescribable urge to just jump into someone's arms.
Babe.
I think it's something to do with being in the placenta. Like,
you'll break them in half. You can't be doing that. You can't.
You are a rude little bitch. Sorry, big bitch.
No, it probably is like a baby thing. We've all got our inner child. Unfortunately, my inner child
is she's everywhere.
I'm still the inner child. Like, I'm not.
She's out of it by this point.
I've not got an inner child. I've got an outer child. I am that child.
It's like a belly button. You've got an innie or an outie. You're very much an outie.
I'm just a child. No, I'm not. I'm actually very emotionally mature.
Silence in the studio.
I am. No, okay, I am. I'm very profound.
Should we move on? So, Paul, you didn't bring us an issue, but you did bring us a couple of laughs.
You brought us some joy.
Thank you, Paul.
And you keep enjoying those custard cream pies in your face. Because, well, you know what? If it makes you happy, fuck it. Yeah. Do it all the time. Can we do hot and spicy?
You can hot and you can spice.
Do you know that? Do you know what spice means if you call someone a spice?
Yeah, sexy.
See, some people don't know it.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, he's a spice.
Such a spice. Yeah. Did you learn it from me, probably?
No. Who do you think you are? Buddha?
I asked. I'm not as calm as the Buddha.
You are as fat though. Oh, yes. You want to be skinny? And that's okay.
Unfortunately, I'm just giving Kate Moss. Get your wedding girl.
This episode is brought to you by Ripple nicotine-free vapes.
Jakey, you got to get off those vapes. You're going to get addicted, babes.
Addicted? To what?
Nicotine, babes.
It's got no nicotine in it, you stupid, stupid git.
Shut up.
It's a Ripple.
A what?
It's got no nicotine in it. It's nicotine-free.
No.
No word of a lie, try it. It's not, so nice.
Oh, God, I'm a bit nervous.
It's delish. It's scrunch.
I've never had one of these before.
Try it. Have a little puff. Just a little puff. Thoughts?
Ooh. That's actually
it's
lovely.
It slaps.
What is that, lavender?
Yeah, it's the dream one. It's for stress relief and relaxation. I like chonging on mine in bed before I go to sleep. It sends me right off. I also do a happy one.
Shut up. That's good for you.
Yeah.
You're going to need that.
Needed. Because you know that nicotine makes your anxiety and depression worse.
So for all our anxiously attached girlies,
ditch the normal vapes and get on the Ripples, the 0% nicotine plant-powered puffs. And for 15% off, you can use code WILLIESOUT at theRippleCo.co.uk.
Go on, girls.
Don't be shy.
Get off the nicotine.
Nicotine needs it, darling.
Fuck nicotine.
Fuck nicotine.
At the back of
the house, that's it, darling. My co-worker, Patrick, today, I said to him, we were just at the desk and I was like, do you think I'm influential? And he was like, I was really hoping for someone to support my Delulu in that situation and be like, yeah, you're so influential. But he wouldn't answer the question. He just kept asking me questions like, in what way? In what way do you think? Like, what makes you
mean
that?
That was my question. Influential to who?
Like, if I do something.
Like, in the workplace, online?
If I do something, someone wants to do it as well. Like, people are like, oh, that's really cool because Jay's doing that.
Like, online?
Yeah.
No.
I am an influencer. I got sent something for free once, an hoodie.
Did ya?
Yeah.
I fucking love an hoodie.
I gave it away because it gives me the ick. But if you are listening, hoodie, I'd love another one.
We love hoodie. So, hot and spicy. This is from Max. He's 25 and he's from London.
Good age, 25.
This sounds quite, he sounds quite sexy.
Max, 25, from London. I probably.
Name Max is quite hot.
I feel like I had him round actually the other night.
Anyway, he specifies he's specifically not from Clapham. So
that's a good start. Like, but we do live near Clapham, so that also would have been good.
No, but near is not in.
It's not in. We're not Clapham guys. We're Streatham guys.
So, dear Jake, producer Tom, and lovely guest.
Oh, Adele! Oh, my gosh! I knew she was hiding in herself. Hello, boys! Hello, boys!
Good to see you again, Adele. Anyway, off you pop.
Out you go.
Bye now.
Right.
Off she goes.
Boom. 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 No, she lost the weight.
Ah, oh, she did, didn't she? Good for you, girl. Good for you.
Right, read it.
Hot and spicy. I'm falling for my friend so badly. Jake, did you write this in about me?
You can dream on.
Problem is, he has a boyfriend already. Jake, did you write this in about me?
Oh my God, could you imagine?
I don't understand why he's with him. All he does is complain about his boyfriend. Jake, did you write this in about me?
Oh my God!
Saying he's ignorant to neurodivergency, transphobic, homophobic and biphobic, despite the fact they're in a same-sex relationship and he's scarred from a traumatic and abusive upbringing.
Sounds
gay.
Sounds fucking gay. Why are you in that relationship?
My friend deserves better and I know I'm better than his boyfriend. How do I tell him?
Yeah, but you're ugly though.
That was honestly the first thing I was going to ask.
But
I was
are like, you?
There's a really are simple explanation to this.
You could be
because
clapped.
If you're perfect... In every other way, you simply must be.
Yeah, but you also could both be anxious girlies, and anxious girlies just never attract each other.
You know, that's why we would never.
We could never be bumping purses. We'd both just like we just would never leave to the side. Just it'd be too much. We'd get anything
quite
done.
Nice. Yeah, I'm like, actually,
you know what? That sounds quite appealing, yeah. Actually.
So my friend deserves better, and I know I'm better than his boyfriend. How do I tell him? What do I do to steal him?
Steal like a thief in the night.
Girl, y'all go get your ass.
You know what? Go get your man. If he's transphobic, homophobic, biphobic, and everything under the sun, like, I don't care what you do to him. He's a dick.
Is more.
Oh.
Please don't judge me.
I've already have, but carry on.
But I have a habit of unintentionally falling for taken people. Now this is
something else. Yeah, it's something else.
This is something else.
This is it.
I hate
they're
you.
Here.
No. Right, so please don't judge me, but I have a habit of unintentionally falling for taken people. A few years ago, I accidentally stole someone else's fiancé.
Accidentally?
How did you accidentally do that then? Did you accidentally fall into their pussy? Did you accidentally get your cock accidentally in their hole?
What? I just tripped and my cock's in your mouth.
Accidentally stole your fiancé. Accidentally threw his ring in the bin.
Oh, what? I just tripped and we ended up in a romantic trip to France.
Accidentally fell on one knee in front of the Eiffel Tower. Now we're fiancés as well.
Oh, God. Wait, but they're not. He's not with him now. So you wrecked a home and then it didn't even work out. These gays, man.
Chaos. And last summer, I tried to break up a previous hookup's marriage as the guy's husband had already cheated on him. So I tried to convince the ex-hookup to leave said cheating husband as I wanted to shag him again.
No, I need to stop you there. If it's because you think you're genuinely in love with them and they're with the wrong person, by all means, fight your case. Like, if you think that home needs to be broken up and you actually belong together, fight your case. But if it's just because you want a little rendezvous with him, stop.
Oh, I see. I see. So the guy he wanted to hook up with, his husband had cheated on him. And so he's gone, oh, well, you might as well cheat on him back with me because I want to shag you again. I think that's fair enough.
Tit for tat.
Tit for tat.
Oh, we love a toxic queen. Love a toxic queen.
Sadly, he forgave his unfaithful husband, so I didn't get lucky.
Oh, bloody forgiveness. Oh, what a bummer. Oh, sorry, mate. Sorry, mate.
If I risk telling my friend my feelings and that I want to be with him, I also automatically risk losing our friendship and perhaps all contact with him entirely. I'm terrified Willie's out, gang.
Oh, the gang.
Please help.
Me and Tom and
Adele. And Max, please help. He's so hot. What do I do? With love, Max.
I think, I don't know. First of all, I think you maybe need to sit down with yourself and have a conversation, maybe with a therapist as well, about why you want things that you can't have. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's human nature. It's relatable.
You know, that extra Krispy Kreme.
that extra roast potato. But like, why? Like, it is like a part of human nature. We do want things that we can't have. But at the same time, you need to understand that, like, you know, once you get that thing, you might realize that actually the appeal's worn off, and the fact that, like, it was the chase. It was the fact you couldn't have them and you wanted to feel special and loved. Sensitive moment. And that's why, like, and you're kind of using them for validation in the way that it's just like, but then you want to break up at home for a bit of validation. Go on Grindr.
And then get bored.
And get tapped.
That's a lot.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that is a lot. And, like, I don't want to call you toxic maxi waxy woo woos because I'm sure you're lovely.
What I do relate to, though, here is...
Did you say he's terrified? You've got empathy, you've got soul. That's good.
He does seem sweet, this Max. He'd be funny on a night out.
And it's also not his fault that he's attracted. He might genuinely be attracted to these people, and it's just like, but by chance,
these people are
just their wife.
I believe that these people are hot.
Yeah.
And that's what I really relate to here.
And gays are fickle, though. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's probably why he's broken up with so many homes. They got no loyalty.
Yeah, I mean that.
I'm so jaded.
So he's ain't loyal. No, but what I really relate to here is the hotness, specifically.
What, Max being hot? I thought we called him clapped.
No, I don't know if Max is clapped.
You're probably really hot, Max, to be honest.
The people he's into, just like, have you ever, like, had someone where you're like, you just fancy them so much, you're actually just like, I just want to break up you and your boyfriend because I really want to shag you.
Well, Ariana Grande once said...
Because I've been there.
We'll break up with your boyfriend because I'm bored.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's Max.
Right, here's a story.
Oh, we didn't ask, did we, listeners? I don't think we actually asked. Tom, come back. Come back. Come on. Oh, he always gets vexed like this after a few Pepsi Maxes. He's a nightmare. Sit down. God's sake. Sorry, listeners. Tom just threw a fucking stool at me. I do have a black eye, but we'll move on.
Right, just carry on. To the sty.
Pick a struggle. Not a black eye and a sty. Right, carry on.
There was once time where, like, bored. I just felt so bored with my life. Woo! Yeah. I just felt so bored.
Yeah.
That I met someone on Tinder who had a boyfriend.
And he was like, on Tinder?
Yeah.
Why was he on Tinder if he had a boyfriend?
Well, complicated. Complicated.
You know what? I don't know why I'm surprised.
I can't really go into it.
Yeah.
But basically, I sort of had a conversation with myself, as I do, and I was like...
What? Out loud? That's really quite worrying.
But anyway. No, but I was like, this is definitely going to be, like, toxic. but
obviously
kind of sounds fun.
Babe.
And because I'd been so sensible for so much of my life at that point, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to like see if I can win this person over.
He obviously wasn't happy in the first place. He's on Tinder. It's on, Tinder's at like, I don't know, it's anyway, a dating it app. It worked.
Until it didn't.
Oh God, so what you're saying to Max, how can you draw from your experience to give to Max?
What I relate to just really wanting to shag someone who's hot, whether they have a boyfriend or not.
Oh, you know, but I can't everyone. I can, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just, this sounds really bad, but I do get what Max is saying to the point where it's like, it's kind of like, pick me. Mm. It's like, you're off limits, but like, I'm hot, so like, pick me. So I get that, it makes you feel special. But I think that like, yeah, I think you need to sit down with yourself and maybe think, why do I only really fancy people that are unavailable? Excuse me. There's something to be said there about going after emotionally unavailable people.
Also, yeah, and also specifically about the your like best mate that you're currently like pining after.
Mm-hmm.
He's with someone who's like a nasty piece of work.
That's
you've
fine.
Got, you've got to understand, actually, that... he's not into you because you're not a nasty piece of work. Like, for Jake, for example, he won't ever be into someone who's nice to him.
Oh my God.
So the solution for you is either be nasty and homophobic and all of that stuff to him, because then he'll fancy you.
Call me out.
Or he's got to get over his, like, because he's obviously got shit going on as well if he's into people who are like not good for him.
But maybe he wasn't like that at the start, and maybe he kind of feels stuck now because he's like, I'm in love with him, but he's shown his true colors and he's like a dick, but I'm in love with him and I don't want to leave. So maybe he would benefit from having someone lovely, sweet and nice. Like you, the homewrecker Max. Like, you're just sweet and innocent, you know, just wrecking homes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're so fucking righteous, Max.
Come on now,
just out
Max.
Here being like, I want to split up this this engagement because I want to shag that guy again.
Like, come what on, I'm it? Just fucking bored. Take the ring off. Just shag me, please.
We have to talk about it.
So yeah, I just think maybe, I don't
I
know.
I love like, the chaos of this story. I think it's great.
I think it's fantastic. And I do think I'd be friends
Good luck
with Max.
To you.
I'd be friends with Max.
Go to Brewers next week and we'll see you there.
I ain't going Brewers ever again.
Oh, come off it.
I'm scarred from that place. So much has happened there. I've got so much history in that place.
I've had so many good times.
Do you know what? The last time I was there, do you know I told you that I had something happened and I cried? Someone DM'd me, someone that I don't know, and was like, hi, I saw you in Brewers last weekend, you were crying, hope you're okay, love heart. And I was like, I literally felt like been like slapped over like Heat magazine, like being like, Jake from, well, no one remembers me from anything, but Jake from
Jake from being Stretton, Jake.
Jake from Stretton, caught crying in Two Brewers. Like, and then I like was like, maybe I should go public and do like a PR thing, being like, guys, I just want to address like obviously like the state, like, you know, the rumors about me being in Two Brewers, being upset and stuff. Like, I was having a bit of a moment, but I'm okay now, guys. Like, I have okay now, guys. That is a big fat lie. But yeah, maybe go to Brewers and we'll see you there, genuinely, or just DM me. We should hang out. Just be homewreckers together. So anyway, God, two willies that we had to actually go into quite in depth with.
Lots to unpack.
Lots to unpack, lots of willies to unpack. So I think we'll leave it there for this episode. Mm. We need to keep them wanting more. You know what they say? My mum always says, you always got to keep them wanting more.
Play the game.
Play the game. That's why on a first date, I always go straight to anal. Always leave them wanting more. You know what the more is? A custard pie in the face.
Oh, little callback there.
I know. Well, I'm clever. So yeah, anyway, guys, if you want a chance for us to read out your dilemmas or your confessions, as Paul said.
Or your questions.
Or your questions. Or just tell us like...
about your custard dairy related
fetishes. Just tell us your craziest fetishes. Like, if you've got a weird fetish, like, let us know. Like, you can email us at hello@willysoutpodcast.co.uk. Or there's a form you can fill in anonymously if you don't want to be known.
On our website. www.willysoutpodcast.co.uk.
Tom said that. Where did I say Tom said that?
I think they probably recognise our voices at this point.
That was Tom, that wasn't me.
That's how Tom said that website. I don't know it.
Anyways, so yeah, we will see you.
Wait, I've got more things to say.
Oh, God's sake.
I just want to say, if anyone's... what were
we? Had their relationship, had their home wrecked.
If anyone's had their home wrecked by someone called Max, I'd love to hear from you.
I... Oh my god, we'd love to hear from you. That story. Also, the Samaritan's number is 000.
000.
And the rest is on Google Samaritans.
So www.google.com.
Court.uk. We're in England. Oh. We're in fucking England, mate.
Right. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. You know what? We've got low energy today, but we've really pulled it out of the bag, I think. We hope that we've helped you, Paul and Homewrecker Max.
See you in Brewers.
Or will we? If I'm crying, just leave me alone. Just let me have my moment, please.
If you saw him crying, no, you didn't.
Bye.
Bye, let's work. Yeah, okay, but it's not mine.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.